This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer warned on Sunday about the threat of violence at the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, especially in the aftermath of last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol by thousands of supporters of President Donald Trump. Schumer, who is soon to be the Senate Majority Leader, said he spoke with FBI Director Christopher Wray on Saturday to urge him to pursue those who took part in breaking into the Capitol building and to guard against further attacks. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser has sent a letter dated January 9th to Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf to extend a national security designation currently surrounding the inauguration from 3 days to a 2-week period starting Monday and extending to January 24th. The mayor said she wants federal authorities to reject requests for public gathering permits in the district throughout that period. In a highly unusual move, American diplomats have drafted 2 cables condemning President Donald Trump's incitement of the deadly assault on the Capitol and calling for administration officials to support invoking the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. Using what is known as the State Department's dissent channel, the career foreign and civil service officers said they fear last Wednesday's siege may badly damage U.S. credibility to promote and defend democratic values abroad. The cables are an extraordinary protest against a sitting U.S. president by American diplomats who've long complained that the Trump administration has ignored and diminished their role and expertise. You can follow that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. 13 soldiers have died in an ambush by jihadist fighters from the Islamic State West Africa Province Group in northeastern Nigeria. That's according to 2 army sources who spoke to the French news agency on Monday. Heavy gunfire and rocket-propelled grenades hit a military convoy in Gazagana village on Saturday. The jihadist group carries out regular attacks in the region on soldiers and travelers. The violence has spread into neighboring Niger, Chad, and Cameroon, prompting a military coalition to fight the militants. At least 36,000 people have been killed in the conflict, which has displaced about 2 million from their homes since 2009. Indonesian Navy divers began searching on Monday for the flight recorders from the passenger jet that crashed Saturday into the Java Sea. Sriwijaya Air Flight SJ-182 disappeared from radar just 4 minutes after taking off from Jakarta en route to the island of Borneo. It was carrying 62 passengers and crew, including 10 children. Search and rescue crews on Sunday pinpointed the location of the cockpit voice and flight data recorders, known as black boxes, after locating debris from the crashed plane. Flight Radar 24, the flight tracking service, said the Boeing 737-500 jetliner lost more than 10,000 feet of altitude in less than a minute. Divers have already recovered remains of several people on board the plane, along with various pieces of debris, including landing gear, wheels, and one of the plane's turbine engines. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis on Monday condemned a move by the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump to brand the rebels as a terrorist organization and said they reserve the right to respond. Houthi political commander Muhammad Ali al-Houthi said in a tweet, quote, "These policies represent a crisis in thinking and are to be condemned, and we have the right to respond." He continued, "The Yemeni people don't care about any designation from Trump's administration, as it is a partner in killing Yemenis and starving them." On Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he plans to designate Yemen's Houthi movement as a foreign terrorist organization. And China condemned the United States on Monday for scrapping curbs on interactions with Taiwan officials, saying nobody could prevent the country's, quote, reunification, while Taiwan's foreign minister hailed the U.S. move as a sign of, quote, global partnership. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the change on Saturday in the last few days of the Republican Trump administration before Democrat Joe Biden assumes the presidency January 20th. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.